All right, so we are holding on your dollar to the bay is about the middle of the onward line of the sheet. Okay, we're in the middle of figuring out like this. We're discussing the whole issue of halacha. The avoda of halacha, we were discussing the question, we started with the question whether, first we discussed briefly, and we're going to get back to soon, the question of whether halacha necessarily requires walking on foot, or whether it can be accomplished just by standing in one place and passing the basin of blood in this direction. Then we dealt with the question whether halacha can be done by a zar, and Rav Chisda thought he had a pasuk to that effect, but he said that no, from the pasuk all we see is that the person can be standing still there and be used as a shelf for a moment to hold it, but not to actually move it along, which again, we're gonna get back to that issue soon. And then we started dealing with the question of continuing on that topic of halacha done by a zar. We started discussing that maybe according to Shimon, who says that the chlal halacha is avodah she'efshel abakla. It's an avodah that in principle doesn't have to be done because you could check next to the mizbeach. Then maybe according to him, it should be kosher. Well, that's the halacha is you can check next to the mizbeach. Whether halacha is still going to be needed in that case, we're going to get back to it soon. But according to Shimon, on the face of it, he's saying in the Mishnah, you don't.
What is the definition of halacha?
Halacha means carrying the basin of blood over to the mizbeach so that it can be sprinkled. So that's the thing. It's sprinkled on the sides of the mizbeach. So first of all, the question is whether halacha has to involve necessarily walking on foot, or whether it could conceivably be done just by passing it from one side of his body to the other. Mm-hmm. Second of all, we have to ask the question, is it even necessary at all? If you shech net right next to the mizbeach, then in principle, no halacha is needed at all.
You still have to go to the triangle.
For the chassas, you have to go to all four sides, and you have to climb, you have to walk up. That's true. However, again, as we've mentioned before, even for the chassas, the dievet, as we'll talk about in the fourth parak, the dievet, even with the chassas, if you only did one application of blood, it's enough, as long as it's somewhere on the top half of the mizbeach by the crumb. The three others are not massive. So we'll learn about that. For the rest of them, same thing. In general, as long as you have at least one application of blood made it to the proper place on the mizbeach, then you're good. So in principle, with most korbanos, you don't necessarily need a halacha, but that's what we're going to be dealing with. A, whether halacha is a necessity, and B, what constitutes halacha, which, by the way, there's a kula and a chumra in the question of what constitutes halacha. Because, for example, if we say that just standing in one place and taking the mizrach and moving it like this towards the mizbeach, if that counts as halacha, then fine, it counts. It means you don't have to be actually walking. On the other hand, it can also mean during that period, you're able to have a machsheves chutzos mana, chutzos mekoyma, shalai lishma, whatever, and pass along. Whereas if we say that does not count as an avoda, on the one hand, there's a chumra to it. It would mean if you didn't walk, the korban is going to be possible. On the other hand, if you argue that moving it like this with your hand, but standing still, is not considered halacha, then on the one hand, there's a chumra to it, because if you didn't actually move, the korban is going to be possible. On the other hand, there's a kula in it, because as long as you're moving it like that, no machshava that you have is going to pass over the korban, only when you're actually walking. That's what I'm saying. There's a kula and a chumra in the definition of what halacha.
If the halacha doesn't mean that you can just move with your hands without moving with your feet, then it comes logically, you have to be possible.
That's the point. If the moving it with your hand is not considered part of halacha, then you can't possible the carbon. And that
cannot.
On the other hand, though, if you did only that, if you shefted next to the mizbeach and did it with only that kind of halacha and not actually moving your feet, then the korban is going to be possible because an essential avoda was missed out if you went to chacham. So that's the point. That's what we're getting into. Okay, so we sort of
need halacha.
Well, that's the point of the chacham, but we have to figure out what exactly constitutes halacha. That's going to be it. Okay, so we were in the middle of figuring out the question whether maybe according to Shimon, since again, he says in our Mishnah that it's possible to make do without halacha, namely because you could be shechting next to the mizbeach, according to him, then should we say that maybe halacha can be done by a zar? And in that case, we could take the Christmas pasuk more literally, that the Levium, or whoever it was, actually walked over with the blood to another kohen who then sprinkled it on the mizbeach. So the last thing we said is that not necessarily, because, consider, for example, shchita is not an avoda. It's essential for the korban. You don't have a valid korban without shechting it, but it's kosher with a zar. On the other hand, we're saying that the paradrum or dafka has to be shechted by a zar. The paradrum, cannot be shechted by a zar if it is possible. And even though that's not avoda, And the last thing we, because that's why the business is, and the last thing we said was, okay, so they're not, they don't necessarily have anything to do with each other, whether something is an avodah and whether something is required a kohen, because on the other hand, we see also maris negoyim, looking at tzorach, also requires a kohen, even though it's not in any way an avodah. So we see that the kind of whether something is an avodah and whether something requires a kohen are two completely different things. One has nothing to do with the other.
An avodah doesn't necessarily have to
do with a kohen. And Kohen is not necessarily have to be doing something which is an avodah, right? So that's, we can't prove one way or the other just because Rav Shimon says that halacha is not an essential avodah. That doesn't necessarily show one way or the other whether we say a Kohen has to do it. Okay, so let's continue. So we're holding again by the line beginning D, the middle of your Dalet on the base. V'hadeh halacha se'evorim l'kevesh. Fine, let's consider the matter of walking over the evorim to be burnt on to the ramp of the mizbeach. They're placed on the ramp, and then from there they're taken and thrown into the fire. Da'avoida she'ef shalavatli. Now, on the face of it, that is an avoida that you could be mivatel, because you could, for one thing, you could even, in principle, shech the carbon on top of the mizbeach. You're not supposed to. But in principle, you could. So it's not necessarily that or as Rashi says, you could be doing it right next to the mizbeach. You don't really need to first bring it onto the ramp. Upsul bazar, and we know that the halachas evarim is possible by azar. The kohen should offer everything and burn it on the mizbeach. But amamar, and we learn in a braisa, the words v'hikr v'kohen as a kohen refer to zuei lachos evarim l'kevesh. That refers to bringing the evarim to the kevesh. So we see that has to be done by a kohen, even though it's an avodah she'ef shalavatla. So therefore, you could say, so by the same logic, Reb Shimon could say, maybe her lacha is also an avodah she'ef shalavatla, but if it's going to be done, it still requires a kohen. The answer is not necessarily, because hecha de gali, you could say very well, where the pasuk specifies, where it says explicitly that it requires a kohen, namely by halacha tevarim, sure, gali, then the pasuk has revealed to us that you need a kohen, and therefore even Rav Shimon is going to have to agree that you need a kohen. The hecha de like gali, but if the pasuk didn't say so, the pasuk never says about halacha tadam, according to Rav Shimon, that hecha de loy gali. So if the pasuk hasn't informed us, if the pasuk hasn't revealed to us that it requires a kohen, Reb Shimon could very well hold that a taka doesn't. So therefore, he could argue that again, halacha in and of itself is not really necessary at all, because shechet b'tzad ha'mizbeach, because you could be shechting next to the mizbeach. So therefore, in that case, even if it's done, not necessarily is the pasuk revealing to us that it has to be done by a kohen. Okay, the question is, v'lav kol b'kenu, fine, but can't you still make a kavah chomer? Walking over of the evarim, the kevesh, which is not essential to the kapara, because again, once the blood is sprinkled, the kapara has been completed, or not completed, but whatever. The point is, the essential kapara has been done. That everything that happens after that is lemitzvah, but not leikul. Boya kohuna, and yet that requires a kohen. Halachas dam, while walking over the blood, dema'ach kapara, where it prevents the kapara, if it's not done, because ultimately the blood has to reach the mizbeach somehow, dema'ach kapara, mibaya, or loy kol shekin, how much more so that it should require a kohen? Even fine, Reb Shimon agrees, Reb Shimon is saying that halacha is not always necessary, because shereshet b'tzad ha'mizbeach is oyed, but by the same logic, halacha sevarim l'kevesh isn't always necessary either, and yet the pasuk is telling us where it's being done, where you didn't shech right next to the mizbeach, or right next to the kevesh, you do need to have a kohen specifically walk them over. So by the same logic then, the same thing would be true for halacha l'kevesh. So in other words, the implication would be that you doubt, and it's true, you may have an avodah that is not necessary to happen, that could be dispensed with, because you could shech right next to the mizbeach. Nevertheless, where the avodah needs to be done, in the case of evarim, then the pasuk is explicitly telling us you need a kohen. Well, the same thing should apply as far as halacha of the blood, according to Reb Shimon.
And therefore,
it wouldn't mean it's essential, but it would mean that would be the answer. So not like we wanted to say before that Reb Shimon would say that it's kosher if it was done by a czar. No. It may not have to be done, but if it's being done, it has to be done by a kohen.
Every time it's done, yes.
Exactly. It's manami, and in fact, there was a discussion on this also. That's it. So even according to Reb Shimon, halacha of the blood, or the avarim for that matter, done by the avarim doesn't pass the carbon, by the blood it does, but whatever. Even according to Reb Shimon, halacha sadam by a zar would be possible, would pass all the carbon. Okay. So now, ibarilahu. So now we have
any carbon.
For any carbon. So now we have a question as follows. Doing halacha, this is where we're getting into. Yeah. So doing halacha without your feet, if you're just standing in one place and then passing it along, is that considered halacha or not? And again, there's a kula and a chumra in it, because if you say that it's not halacha, it means you have to actually move your feet. On the other hand, it means while you're moving it over, you can't possibly it with a machshava, and vice versa. Okay. Tashma, v'chein yoshev, v'chein smel posel. Come, I'll bring a proof from the braisa that was quoted before, that gave a whole catalog of at the bottom of the previous summit and the top of this one, that gave a whole list of psulim, of people who are posel, who can posel a korban. Zor, Oinen, Shikr, etc. And among them, the last one, were v'chein yoshev, v'chein smel posel. The same way if the kohen is sitting, and the same way if he does the avodah with his left hand. Now, if he's sitting, then it's posel. Now, ha'oimid drumiyah de yoshev. Now, the point is, why is it posel? Because he was sitting. And as we're going to learn in the next parah, the avodah dafka has to be done standing. We'll learn from a posel. Well, then.
It shouldn't be done.
No. Walking is part of standing. That's not the point. The point is, no, standing as opposed to sitting. But the point of the question is that the braisa is telling us possible of sitting, implying if you were standing in a way that's similar to sitting, in other words, you're standing in one place, it sounds like kosher. Because otherwise, the braisa could have just said more simply that if you do the avoda oimid and you're standing in one place, that's possible. Instead, it says yoshev, implying that.